Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
I am speaking to Matthew Illions, who is the CEO of Rose Petroleum. How are you there?
Very good, Stephen.
Been a short while since we spoke last. Reference the update to the permitting process is the main sort of item. Could you tell us about that and what's been going on in the background there, please?
Yeah, so we've represented for public comment for a 15-day public comment period. The EA, which covers the 3D chute, which is a 61-square-mile chute area. Historically, some comments were put forward which needed to be addressed, rightly so. So we have now addressed those in detail and represented it, and we are very hopeful that this time it will be accepted and shouldn't be any further issues. So it's a 10-day comment period, and then there's obviously any further comments received will be dealt with, and we've got a sort of 2 or 3 weeks before we should hopefully be granted the permit.
Now, the second part of RNS is the directorate change. Could you obviously highlight that for us?
Yeah, so, I mean, Chris has been with us since 2004, joined us to build up our uranium portfolio, which we did, and then obviously we were affected by the moratorium which was brought in, which may well be lifted under the Trump administration, but that's a whole different story, and I won't want to necessarily speculate on that at this stage. But, you know, we've worked very well together, and I've enjoyed working with him. But he's decided that he wants to step down from the board to focus on a sort of his personal life at his age. You know, we wholly support it, and we'll keep him on as a consultant when we need him for his technical advice, which has been always very good.
As he knows your projects inside and out, that's obviously a very good thing to do. So, talking about your assets then, could we have an update on the sale of the mill?
Yeah, so, I mean, well, the situation is as we announced. Magellan have extended their option period when they paid us the $100,000, which gave them an extra 60 days. It runs out on the 31st of July. And within that timeline, they have to secure the balance of the cash funds into an escrow account ahead of that date. I think you may have seen that they brought out quite a positive announcement a few days back in reference to positive results from a sampling program that they have done on the projects that they would like to pursue utilizing the mill. So that's encouraging. So hopefully we will. I mean, obviously, completion will not happen at the end of the option period because it takes a little while to go through all the due diligence and etc. But if it proceeds, it should time in nicely with the funds that we require for the actual chute itself.
And obviously, that covers my sort of next question. What are your preferred methods for ongoing funding for your projects?
So obviously the mill will assist enormously towards covering the total cost of that, not completely, but a substantial amount of it. The second option to us is a potential industry partner to come in with a long-term view for the Paradox. Obviously, it's a very large project. You know, we've got the Ryder-Scott report with the prospective recoverable resources of 1.1 billion barrels of oil and 2.25 trillion cubic feet of gas. So, you know, that's going to be of interest. Thirdly, obviously, an equity raise is a possibility. It's not our not our preferred option, but it is always an option. And obviously we would like to continue and do the work because that's where the value started. We've waited a long time to get this project off the ground as shareholders patiently. And I understand the pain, and we would like it to succeed. And in order for it to succeed, we've got to shoot the 3D. And it's the real start of, what has been hanging around for a long time. You know, I'll be the first to admit that. But, you know, we're there now. And I'm still very, very excited about the project, even at present oil prices.
So what are the timescales to undertake this 3D shoot? and then as well analyze the results?
So we'll shoot in the second half, grant a permit, and then we'll push forward. We'll do the shoot and analyze. The shoot should be finished before year end, and then a month or so to analyze it. So Q1 will be ready with targets and the results, which, and then obviously the next stage is to drill it. And the permitting process for that is considerably simpler, on the basis that obviously permitting a 3D shoot, you're talking about a vast area of land. It's 61 square miles, so it's a much bigger area to cover when you have to do your studies, etc., environmental studies, etc. Whereas a drill, to drill a well, your permitting is a considerably smaller area. It's sort of 20, 40 acres. And therefore, it's a much, much simpler process. And we're looking around sort of 6 month period for a well to be permitted.
So roughly, if things go according to plan, sort of summer next year, you should have prospective targets in place and everything going forwards.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason why we, we'll have a rough idea of where we want to go fairly early on, and we would start the permitting process ahead of actual finalised targets. So we'd get that underway. So it wouldn't necessarily take all that time, but we'd try and do it as quickly as we possibly could. Around that timeline would be sensible.
Now, talking about your other project in Cuba, could we have an update there? Because last we heard, you were in sort of talks with potential joint venture partners.
Yeah, I mean, those talks and the process is still ongoing. We are obviously the gypsum project, which we've talked about in the market, I think sort of that process is ongoing. It may have taken a bit more time than we had hoped. I would have hoped to have had it wrapped up by now. And I think that quite a lot of that may have been the attitude, and this is me speculating here, it may have been the attitude towards the fact that America looked like it was opening up towards Cuba. And I think the Cubans, quite sensibly, were sort of taking their time about signing up people because, you know, there may be other companies available to do things. Now, Donald Trump has firmly put a stop to that, by the looks of things, which is obviously not good for Cuba, but rather selfishly, it's rather positive for us, because it means the Cubans now sort of have to deal with European companies, because we're the only ones that can operate there, which is a great shame for Cuba in the long term. I mean, really, things should be changing now, but for us, it is obviously a good thing. And we've been working hard on this project. We've jumped through many hoops, and I hope to be able to set some progress that we before the end of the year. We should hopefully either have it done or not. But I would hope by the end of the year we'd have it done.
So, what are your sort of perceived risks there of not being able to put out some positive news on that asset?
Well, I mean, it's a project that we don't have yet, so it should all be upside. the risk is obviously is my time trying to get it done, but we haven't dropped any balls on anything else, so that is worthwhile investment, really. I certainly don't think that there's anything of a deal priced into our share price, so I can only see getting a deal done would be upside.
And could you just give us a closing sort of summary as to why people should be investing at this point in time?
Well, with the permit, coming very, very soon, we have waited a long time, as I said previously in the interview, to get to this stage. The asset that we have in Utah is a very promising one. It's great economics. It's big potential reserves. So it's a really good, and we are cheap. So it's a great time to jump in. Existing shareholders, even myself, we've been waiting for this for a long time. It's taken an awful long time under the Obama administration to get this permit, but now we've got a different field ahead of us in the US, and I think positive times are ahead.
And we look forward to hopefully covering those positive news stories as and when they start happening, Matthew.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
Thank you very much for your time today. It's been a pleasure speaking as always.
And with you. Thanks.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.